No brakes.
No brakes.
No fear.
No fear.
The official British Speedway podcast.
Don't just read about it, you can hear about it direct from the riders' mouths themselves on No Brakes, No Fear, the official podcast of British Speedway. I'm Ian Brannan. Join me every week for a new episode, looking back on the recent action and looking ahead with some exclusive interviews. In the most recent episode, we look back on the first Superheat of 2024 and we speak to Sam Ermolenko.
We overcame the odds in the last part of the probably four or five heats when it looked like the Sheffield probably could have, you know, crammed in a couple 5-1s, and we actually split them and did well, you know. And some Josh Pickering kind of won the meeting for them or got them in that position, getting those 3 points when maybe we should have had that one. But all in all, emotions were up and down. I think I got fired up a little bit more after talking to the referee.
So it went all the way to the wire between the Birmingham Brummies and Sheffield Tigers. It was the reigning champions, though, who ruled supreme in the end. Here's Josh Pickering.
For sure. Like, we got to 10 or 12 down, and a few of the boys were just trying to work out the setup. It's a crucial thing around here, and the Brummies got off to a very good start, but we sort of showed our class and finish on top where we did last year.
No brakes, no fear. The official British Speedway podcast.
Here's a question. What do flat pack furniture, wrap and sleep all have in common? The answer is Jack Holder. At the recent Roe Motor Oil Premiership Media Day, we took the opportunity to catch up with a number of British Speedway's top stars. And Jack Holder reveals that despite being Australian, you won't find much Kylie on his iPod.
Wrap, I guess. Yeah. There's a couple of Aussie rappers that I really like, Hooligan Hefts, they're called, and the 1-4. It's all gang related, so it's pretty wild.
On a plane, are you an aisle, middle, or window seat type of person?
Definitely a window, and I'm asleep before we even take off. Get sleep when I can. You don't get much of it.
When you're not sleeping on planes, what's the last film or series that you last binge watched?
The Rookie, I think it's called, The Rookie. I think it's a young, he's not young, but it's like a rookie policeman that's quite old and, yeah, just learning and going around and fighting crime.
Fair enough. What do you do to just chill, relax and take downtime?
Sit at home with, my girlfriend, my partner. She's Australian, so she's over here with me. I'm going to be a father soon, so, just baby prepping, putting the flat packs together with screwdrivers. That's my job.
So you're getting better at the IKEA packs or whatever?
Trying to. They're hard.
British Speedway's newest team come into action over the Easter bank holiday weekend with their first three meetings. The Workington Comets are back. And our main guest in this week's episode is Workington team manager James Denham, who reveals how it can be a little bit tricky to lure some top stars to that part of the world.
It's been really tough. Obviously, the Polish fixtures on a Sunday, it's really hard for riders to leave Cumbria and get to an airport, which is usually down south or up in Scotland, to fly out into Poland to be ready to race there. Where we are, it's picturesque. We've got obviously the Lake District. Everyone will travel through there when they come to the meetings, and then we're out on the beach as well. Tate loves it. Tate thinks it's fantastic. I think Ante hasn't seen anything like it before. We struggled to get the last rider. We needed to make sure, everything was right. We wanted the right person for the team.
Another British Speedway legend steps into the managerial hot seat of British Speedway as David Howe takes over as team manager for the Scunthorpe Scorpions. A former British under-21 champion from year 2000, he spent 7 years racing for the Scorpions himself between 2009 and 2015, and he says it was an easy decision to take up the hot seat.
Obviously, when I retired initially, I obviously disappeared from Scunthorpe, and then I went, obviously, rode for Berwick, and then when I come back with Dougie, it felt like putting an old comfy pair of shoes on, and when I knew Ryan was stepping down, I just said to Rob, look, I don't want to drift away from the club again. I want to remain part of it. And within 10 minutes, he just texted me back and said, oh, well, your team manager then. And it was just like that. I said, I really need to go and have a chat to my wife and make sure, because I've gone from being exceptionally busy with Ryan to looking like I was going to have a lot more time on my hands with the family, but they were all supportive, and so it was just a no-brainer.
Hear all of those interviews and more on this week's episode of No Brakes, No Fear, the official British Speedway podcast, with a new episode every week.
No Brakes, No Fear, the official British Speedway podcast.